It's 11 minutes past two. It's James and Judy here. Welcome back. And now we've got a very special guest with us in the studio. It's Kevin Winchcombe, who is the goalie with the Newport Vets. Not the animal doctors, but the football team. And they're a team that have had a lot of success recently. I think a year or two ago, you beat the Spurs legends. Wasn't that right?
Yeah, that's quite correct, yeah.
But this year, you've got something really special coming up. You've got an international match, haven't you? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to be approached by the Welsh FA veterans and has asked if they can come down to the island and play us.
Yeah.
We've agreed to take that challenge on.
Yeah.
And the game's on the 25th of April. And that will be at Newport Football Club, St George's Park, with a kick-off at 7 o'clock.
No, it sounds brilliant, and it's not too expensive to get in, is it? It's about £3, is that right, for adults?
Yeah, it's £3 for adults, and we want to encourage the children to come along so they can come through for nothing. So that sounds fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. Now, tell me a bit about your background, because you've been obviously playing football on the island for some time. Were you playing here, you know, as a lad?
Yeah, I've played all my football on the island. Played for Newport for a number of years, played for East Cowes Vicks.
Yeah,
Cowes, and I'm currently involved with Cowes Football Club now. I'm doing some coaching down there.
Brilliant. So how did all the gang get together to form the Newport Vets?
A few years ago, I think we got together to play Portsmouth Legends. It was a group of us that played against those. That was in for a small charity for a young lady on the island. We got together, played that game, and I think it sort of snowballed on from there, really, and everyone wants to be part of it, and it's really, really great. It's a great family atmosphere.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've had some amazing success, because Spurs legends, that was, you know, some of the old members of the Spurs team, was it? Or at least their reserves?
No, there was a few ex-pros, and they were all ex-pros, and some of them were well-known to the football community. So
yeah.
It's been fantastic sort of opportunity for some of us players. Well, our highlight really is that we went to Portugal 2 or 3 years ago, and we won an international tournament in Portugal.
Oh, fantastic.
So that was pretty good.
Fantastic. So the Isle of Wight is sort of really punching above its weight in terms of sort of vet football.
If you want to use the word punching above your weight, you haven't seen some of the size of some of our players. No. So I'm not sure we can punch above our weight there.
Well, look, we'll be back after the next track. With a little bit more. I think we've got plans to get Ian Mack, our station controller, involved in the team, haven't we?
Oh, that would be quite interesting to see Macca run around the football field, but perhaps he might need to shed a few pounds before he does.
Well, I think we've got a programme lined up, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm going to confiscate the biscuits in the studio.
Yeah.
And replace with lettuce, I think.
And
yeah,
it's not...
good thinking.
We're a month away, so I think if we do things very, very intensively, we can get him match fit.
I think that's a good deal. I think we could range that.
Oh, and there's a gym equipment in the green room.
Yeah, funnily enough, yeah, in our green room, we do have some gym equipment, so it's time he got on that.
Yeah, it's because, gathering dust out there.
What position would you put him in?
Well, actually, at the moment, he probably could take my place in goal, because I think he'd fill it up, so perhaps we'll leave it at that.
We'll have to call him Ian the Fish.
Perhaps we have to.
James, I think we're in for the sack,
I don't think I'll be invited back.
He's looking daggers. I think that was a bit of a known goal. Let's listen to the Lightning Seeds and come back. That was the Lightning Seeds, and welcome back. We've got Kevin Winchcombe with us from the Newport Vets. We've got Macca, who's come back into the studio because we wanted to talk about his training regime. We've got him doing a few laps of the green room, and he's already got stiff. We had to sort of wheel him in here like Davros. So, Ian, are you up for this?
Definitely, yeah.
What position do you think we should choose, Kevin?
He's just been trying to tell us about him playing on a right back recently in a game, so perhaps we should try and slot him in there for, I don't know, a couple of minutes.
I think that would be nice. I think we should, sort of like pro celebrity football.
Can I just say, when I say recently, it was like 10 years ago. And maybe I should play right back behind the goal.
Now, I'm interested in all the training that you're doing. What kind of training are you getting into?
He's not. He's just told us he ain't training.
Thanks for that, Macca. The lads, should I say, are training once or twice a week in between games. We played We played a game last Friday, and 2 weeks previous to that, we played the Navy. So yeah, we've still got a lot going on, trying to get fit for the game.
Yeah.
I think we think that the Wales lads are going to be quite fit and quite used to playing these types of games.
Now, most of the guys playing are sort of 30s, 40s, is that right?
They'll all be 40 plus.
Right, okay. So
1940s,
yeah. I think we've agreed.
Creaking doors sort of last longest, injury time, hopefully.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just trying to sort of get a group of people together. They're training quite regularly, and most of them, I think we've agreed, a minimum age of about 42.
Right, and are you harsh? I remember at school, football was a very, very harsh game because you always had sort of a captain pick your side, and for some reason, I was always the last person to be picked. And they always put me in defence because they thought I'd block the ball a bit more easily. I mean, do you have to sort of get onto these chaps if they're not training hard enough? Or
I'll leave that to Jamie Bray to sort out. He's the manager of the team, so yeah. I'll leave him to G up the players and get them fit for that.
And how do you see your chances? Because I know the guys from Wales are saying that you're a very, very strong team.
The type of players are in the squad, we're all pretty confident in our ability and the fact that we all want to win still, and I think that's an element of the way we are, and the footballers that we are, that we want to win football. We're winners. And
have you lost a game yet? Because you seem to have had a lot of triumphs.
Yeah, we've lost a couple, but we don't talk about those.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah, it's like one of those sort of films with Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, isn't it? You know, where everyone's sort of resurrected and sort of come back to sort of do these things triumphantly.
The Untouchables?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit like, well, perhaps you always call yourself the Untouchables.
Perhaps we should.
So just a reminder then, it's 7 o'clock on Saturday the 25th of April.
It's right,
St George's Park.
Yes.
And Macca's going to be there, aren't you?
Well, yeah, of course I'm going to be there cheering them on, but I'm just thinking, do you need a referee or a linesman? I've heard he's good with a flag.
Do you think so?
I'm very good with a bucket and a sponge. And Judith's good cutting up oranges, aren't you?
Very good.
Then perhaps we'll take James and Judith up on the sponge and the orange cutting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get to play at all.
No, you can play. We'll let you play, Macca.
Well, we're looking forward to this. And it's just a reminder that the game's in memory of Freddie Powell, isn't it? And Freddie was a sort of very well-known Ireland footballer.
He was a stalwart of Ireland football. He was a well-known character, a part of the football community on the island. And his two sons still play football in Ireland now. So it's good to see him and good to recognise him and what he did for Ireland football in this particular game.
Brilliant. Well, there's a bit of time before the match comes around. It's the 25th of April, just to remind people. I don't think there's a website or anything, is there? It's just a question of turning up on the night and paying you £3.
Yep, come along on the night, pay you £3, and come and have a good night. It'd be a good night. It'd be an enjoyable night. And hopefully see a good laugh.
Yeah.
And see some top Ireland footballers of the past and hopefully some top Wales footballers of the past as well.
Brilliant. And is your worst nightmare to have a penalty shootout at the end?
I don't think we're at the legs to have a penalty shootout at the end. I think the penalty shootout will be definitely not happening.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it will be a little trot to the Sharon and onto the bar afterwards.
Oh, that sounds a perfect end to the evening. Well, Kevin Winchcombe, thank you very much indeed. Good luck.
Thank you.
And look forward to hearing all about it.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks for coming in.
We'll come back in afterwards and I'll bring Jamie away and we'll get an update on what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to see that training schedule in place for Macca by the end of the day. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the opportunity.